AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It was a low-key kickoff for Hillary Rodham Clinton. She announced in a video that she's running for president.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Political analyst Robert Stein says Clinton had to announce early because so many opponents already presume she was running.
They're attacking her, and she can't allow that to happen and find herself being defined and redefined. Second, I think, is the reality of money and staff. There are only so many good people out there that you want to run your campaign.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio will be announcing his presidential bid on Monday. Cleveland police say charges likely will be brought against the person who took a gun to the house where a three-year-old boy picked up the unattended weapon, shot his one-year-old brother in the head, and killed him. This neighbor tells WKYC-TV that parents need to keep firearms away from children.
If we have these in our home, we ought to be more consciously aware of the handling and care of these things, you know, because children, they just grasp just anything.
The police chief calls the shooting a senseless loss of life. Milwaukee police say the driver of a car who struck and killed a two-year-old has been shot to death at the scene of the accident. A teen who was not in the vehicle was also shot and died at a hospital. Alderman Joe Davis spoke out against the violence.
These are the things that we don't like to get a call for. These are the type of things that make neighborhoods very unstable. And good people who are in the neighborhood are very much impacted.
Sound courtesy WISN-TV. The final phase of jury selection in the Colorado theater shooting case set to start with attorneys questioning prospective jurors as a large group. Three men died on Sunday after entering the choppy water off Northern California to dive for abalone. Authorities say the men were among a group of five divers who went searching in Casper Cove when they found themselves in rough waves. Only two were able to be rescued. This is AP Radio News. 1 year after Jordan Spieth lost a bid to become the youngest Masters champ, the 21-year-old Texan turned in one of the most dominant wins ever at Augusta National. More on Spieth's rise in the game from the AP's Jim Militello.
From his first PGA Tour win in 2013 at age 19 to slipping on the green jacket this year, Spieth's talents have been pretty obvious. They were on display in the Masters runner-up finish last year, and heading into this tournament, he was one of the hottest golfers around. Spieth has two wins and two second-place finishes in his last four tournaments, and at number four in the world, has his sights firmly set on becoming number one in the near future.
The teen drama The Fault in Our Stars took Best Movie at the MTV Movie Awards. Its star Shailene Woodley won Best Female Performance and thanked author John Green.
He gave this world a beautiful masterpiece, a gift in the book The Fault in Our Stars. It changed my life when I read it, and being a part of this film dramatically influenced who I am today.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.